This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Presented by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm, 888-24-LAW-24. Bite back. I'd like to start off tonight's ENN by saying, first and foremost, good evening to Michael.
Thank you, Ebes.
And then, if I can continue, I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Yo-yo animal football
fan. No, he's not.
Then I'd like to say good evening to Michael and Don.
I'll bring that if she wants to go.
Just want to go.
I loved it. Good evening to myself.
Squeeze it.
And to myself again.
Slapping is for food.
I've got a question to ask you, Peter.
Yeah, sure.
How long have you been on the show? 7 years?
7 years now, I believe.
Yeah. Why is it that you're keeping me and Ebes apart?
Ebros.
Well, If this wedding gets locked in soon, and you're nice enough to come,
are we at the same table?
No, you'd probably be at tables next to each other. There'd probably be an ESPN table and Hot 97 table right next to each other.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, great.
So you'd get your time together.
That'd be the first time we ever met.
Do you?
Now, you're so important in your lives.
Now, Don, here's the question for you. If it turns out Michael is working the meaningless series that I said would fall on the date of my wedding, do you think he'd cancel the series to go to the wedding?
It's not up to me. It's not up to me.
What do you mean it's not up to you?
Well, the whole thing is you're not going to have him just fill in. Like if they were home, all right, maybe one game, get Ryan to come in for it, but they're not going to fly Ryan out for one game. He's going to have to take away the whole series. He has to do, what, 135, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
So that means having to make it up someplace else becomes very difficult, a lot of heavy lifting. It's a lot to ask, Peter. It's a lot to ask. I do think it's a repug series. He doesn't even want to go. But it's tough. It's hard. I get it. But I think he will still at least win a silver.
Even if he's not there? He said he won't give a gift at all.
He's lying. He's so lying.
Well, now, I mean, it would be a significantly lower gift.
Wow. You're not there. That's tough. Now, what are the odds you would say that you don't get this series?
Well, I mean, these decisions are made at much higher pay grades.
Oh, I'm sure we can't even fathom it. I'm sure it's being done in the White House, but
we suck.
We can speculate.
I would say it's 50-50.
Hmm.
I mean, I have respect for the people that are putting together the schedule. A lot of moving parts.
There's a lot of things at play.
Now, can I ask a follow-up, please?
Yeah.
What if it was done and then, you know, they gave you that series and they gave Ruco some other series and you said, hey, Ryan, what do you think about swapping these series?
No, that's we're not playing Monopoly here, okay? This is a multi-billion-dollar business.
Don, was that a crazy ask?
People are not doing, like, deals behind the scenes.
I got to tell you, Michael, I'm taking, because we didn't want to reveal the series, right? Because we don't want to disrespect anybody.
We care too much about them.
But I'm taking a look at where this series is in relation to the schedule and who they're playing, or I should say not playing before, and who they're playing after. I think I Michael should try to get out of this series.
Avoid
the whole trip and get yourself a nice hunk of time.
That's what I was saying.
Matter of fact, you'd be stupid not to do it. And then they come home. Yeah, no, Michael, how about this? I'll see you at the wedding.
Okay.
If you're not at this wedding, Michael, you're a bad guy.
I'm looking at
where the schedule. Come on, you know, Michael. You know what? Can we reveal? Let's be honest. We don't know anybody from organization.
Lift it up and show it to me.
You go ahead.
I'm going to do it.
No, okay. Don't do it because then, the person who gets that series is going to look like they got a secondary, so don't do it.
Listen,
that's a good point.
The person that gets the series would put Yankee baseball in a syringe and insert it in their vein, okay? So it doesn't matter.
If it was dung.
They literally it could be a three-game series against and he would still do it. So stop it. Come on. All right? Here's the series.
Ready?
What the F?
No, don't say the series.
Okay, he doesn't want to say the series.
Why? Give me a valid reason.
It's just not right. The schedule's not out yet. No.
No, okay, let's wait. We'll save it. This will all play out. This will all unfold, Don. Don't worry.
I hate how gutless you are sometimes. I swear to God, this is the stupidest thing in the world. Oh, the schedule hasn't come out. Ruko would do any game.
He also has commitments with the WNBA. He has something for ESPN. It's the Rocky series, okay? Jerk.
All right, so now that's out of the way.
Now,
right after the All-Star break.
I know.
Dude. And then you're in Anaheim for the Angels. Stop it. Stop yourself with the whole, oh, my God, it's Ohtani. Nobody cares, all right? You take off that whole road trip, Michael, plus the All-Star break.
Oh,
you do a nice little Cub game at Yankee Stadium on a Sunday, and then I'll see you against Kansas City on the 21st. Give me a break.
It's a great – I know. It's a great schedule.
You know, Anthony Greek has a great point.
What's that?
He said – The wedding date would have been another date, but Ballard has a dart league that night. is Ballard going to be at the wedding?
Ballard.
Come on. You don't think this is going
to Ballard might be in the wedding.
By the way, I'm predicting it right now. A picture of Mark Ballard, Don, and Michael shaking hands might be good for 10,000 likes on Twitter.
Yeah, you got to make sure you get the photographer on that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm paying him for.
How's he scrounging up a date for the wedding, by the way?
It will be his girlfriend, I believe.
He has a girlfriend.
We'll see in July.
A wonderful girlfriend. Very serious and wonderful. If I do say so myself, we're big fans over
any
here.
Any chance he might propose at your wedding?
Yeah, really take all the spotlight away from
I don't think he'd do that. I don't think he'd do that. Considering Ballard and I got into a fight.
Oh, no.
Around the time my friend Anthony got married, because I proposed to Natalie the week before, and Ballard called me in advance to make sure I didn't show up Anthony at his own wedding.
See, Ballard's a good guy.
Except for what he thinks about me. So he thought I was going to propose to Natalie on a Saturday. And then on the following Saturday, I was going to walk into the wedding with Natalie's hand in the air and go, "Hello, it's me, local media personality Peter Rosenberg. And
Hello, I'm engaged.
See, hello, friends."
I think it was a smart thing he did because he knows you. You're an egomaniac, and you might have done that.
Wow, so he just won you. He might have dissed me, but he won you over. Yes,
yep, he certainly did. It's the Rocky series, okay?
Natalie wants me to remind everyone that when that happened, by the way, after I promised Ballard that I would not make any scene about our engagement, he had nothing to worry about, and frankly, I'm offended you brought it up.
Okay.
The wedding then comes. Everything's great. Remember we talked about the best man speech, guys? Because I said it was great, and it was like 12 minutes long, and you both said that was impossible.
It did.
Ebes is right.
So he...
Thank you, Ebes.
It wasn't Ebes who said that. It was Don. But anyways, during that speech, the best man, great guy named Leon, ends up shouting me out. He made a joke, a funny joke at my expense, but then added, "And by the way, Peter is now engaged to and announced it at the wedding."
That's a great guy.
Who, Ballard or Leon?
Leon.
No, but that did exactly what I didn't want.
No, that
was. I was hiding in my seat.
But Leon didn't care.
I looked over at Ballard. Everyone started clapping. I slithered out of my chair onto the floor. I was so embarrassed. Oh, it was a great wedding, though. A great speech by Leon.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anyways, guys, I think we should move on now. Let's talk a little bit of foosball. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this, but the New York Football Giants have a rather important game. So important to our friend Dave Rothenberg that he's willing to give up his friendship with Andrew Gundling.
this is your game right back at you.
Okay.
I guarantee you a Giants win right now. Never talk to Gundling ever again.
Ever again.
You would take it.
100%.
What a bad guy you are.
Because he has no real friends, RJ.
Why?
He's
why?
A man
no,
on his
I
island.
Make appropriate decisions. What do you mean bad guy?
You would just... How long have you known Andrew for?
I've known him for 12 plus years.
And you'd throw those dozen years right in the garbage.
Right out the window.
You're evil.
Right out the window.
I don't even think it's that hard to take, guys. I mean, really, how many times is he going to reach out or even talk to Andrew the rest
well,
of his life?
Probably
not ever.
Funny you should say that, because he also said, I don't know if you have the clip over there, Anthony, he also threatened to go actually drag feces into the Gundling household.
Honestly, does it matter that much that Gundling is going to be? I'm not going to listen to that.
Oh.
Have Gundling break down the game?
Supposed to be your friend.
I love Andrew, but I just don't love him tomorrow.
You said you would drive to his home and then take your own feces.
I will defecate all over his yard.
Then you said you would wipe it in his face.
Right, I'll pick it up in two hands and just go running into his home.
This is a two-hander?
A two-hander.
Wow. Just so that I think a line was crossed there.
Let's save that because we have to play that when Andrew comes on.
You know, I wonder if he's heard it yet. If you missed the pick segment earlier, Don, I really did you no favors in my picks this week.
Hey, listen, it's
if I get
we have,
if
we
I get all
now
my...
in the playoffs.
Should we
submit moving forward?
No.
Right. I don't. I mean, I wasn't going to change my mind anyway. But yeah, I hear you. I'd be open.
No,
to
I
it.
Don't. I don't feel that you because you indicated that earlier on. I didn't. I don't think you switch them. But to avoid switching, I think starting next week for the championship games and the Super Bowl, we should. If it's still up for grabs, we should submit.
Yeah, that's right. The last 2 weeks, it makes sense. Now, Don, if I were to go over, and you were to get perfect, you would pick up 2 points on the 49ers game,
which again is not possible.
Which is
what
not
do you mean it's not possible?
Oh, what I mean is, yeah, sorry. If I go 0-for, you went 1-for-3. So what I mean is, because we picked two of the same game, the most that you can pick up on me would be I go 0-for, you go 1-for-3, getting the 49ers and pick up 2 points. Michael, who no one even cares about his picks at this point.
I think Don does.
Michael could pick up a lot. Michael could pick up a full 6 on me. Michael, if I go 0-for and you go 3-0, which is possible, you're at 62 going into the championship, 2.5 points behind me.
But I'll tell you what, I'm not even looking at you. I just got to get past Don.
Right, so the big thing is
the Kansas City game is huge. It's gigantic for both of them. If you guys lose the Kansas City game, if the Jaguars somehow claw close enough and the Eagles win, I'm in good shape. I'll take that week.
The really sad part is just my point allocation. Because there's nothing that can happen the rest of the way out where I wouldn't have the best record.
Jerk!
I'm 31-25-1. Don's 500. Michael's 3 below. I could still lose, but there's no way I have the worst record.
And Michael can pass me because he's got the Bills and I've got the Bengals for the 1, so he can end up getting 4.
Well, and he has the Eagles for 3, which you laid off of.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. So if he wins the Bills and Eagles and I lose the Chiefs, then I would have obviously lost my Cincinnati pick because the Bills would have covered. Then he'd pass me. Because I'm only 3.5 up on him.
Can you imagine?
And be a half point back.
Oh, can you imagine how Tina is going to be belting it out?
She's singing Simply the Second Best.
Better than all the rest except Peter.
You're unbelievable.
So,
hey, by the way, Joe from West Hempstead won a solo stove Ranger 2.0 from the Superbox. Congratulations, Joe.
Congrats. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Let's hear from Brian Daboll on his approach to Daniel Jones.
Consistent. He's really even keeled, same guy every day, which you appreciate for that position. Hard worker, good teammate. Nothing really rattles him. I think he's been through a lot of different things in his career, and I think he just, players look to him because he is that consistent voice, consistent messaging, consistent player, how he practices. I think consistent is probably the best word to use.
What about how he's preparing for Jalen Hurts?
There's only one Jalen. He's a very good quarterback. Daniel goes against the scout team of the Philly guys. We try to give the best looks we can for Jalen, but it's never, when you have a player of that caliber that can do so many different things, it's, you do the best job you can out here in preparation, and then you have to play well on Saturday.
So real quick, for those keeping track at home, Daniel Jones good, Jalen Hurts very good.
Was keeping score at home, by the way. You knew that, right?
Of course you were. No way you didn't notice that.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. And lastly, let's hear from Brian Daboll on how it's business as usual for this playoff game.
Yeah, no, that's just them. I want them to be themselves. You know, we have a job to do is to try to get ready to play our best game this week, and that's what we're trying to do.
Thank you, Coach.
Love it. That's just a very valuable piece of tape you just played.
Yeah, he's a
jerk.
Really? I wouldn't trade him for anybody, but he's a bore.
Dave,
all coaches
like,
are. Tell me the coach is not a bore.
No, Parcells was a joy.
Listen, well, I mean, but you're talking about one of the greatest coaches in the history of sports.
Who, Brian Daboll?
No, Daboll. Bill Parcells. Like Daboll.
Yeah, but Parcells was entertaining and fun in his press conferences. And
Let's look at some of the guys we've had. Mangini, okay. Colossal bore.
Right.
Adam Gase almost couldn't communicate and refused to 1 year.
The only thing he did worse was coach.
Right. Pat Shurmur. A dreadful bore.
Right.
McAdoo. Joe Judge, even worse.
Yeah.
Ben McAdoo didn't know how to dress, wore suits too big, not good.
What about Gase?
Just who football coaches are.
But Rex was great.
Rex was an outlier, and so was Herm.
Herm was good.
Todd Bowles was a great guy, not a great interview.
Oh, awful. Dreadful.
He tried. He at least put in some level of effort.
I don't know if he tried. He was dreadful. The only rise we got of Todd Bowles was when we actually got Gladys Knight on the air. That's it. That's the only reaction we ever got from him.
Gladys.
That's the only time it moved.
You think it moved?
The needle he's talking
about.
The animal.
What the F?
Hey, I have a question for you, Peter.
Yeah, sure.
If I have to do that series where the wedding is, would Jody still be invited?
I guess wedding invitations work like you send, it's going to be sent to you and Jody.
Right.
So I guess, yeah, I guess she could attend without you if she, that's what she
wanted.
Maybe
she could take Charlie.
No.
So you send the, so, but.
What do you mean, no?
All right,
Charlie.
Describe the reaction.
Charlie.
You send out the invitations.
No. Right.
And then Michael sends the invitation back one, and it'll be Jody.
It would
or
be.
Jody and Charlie.
It can't be Charlie. Charlie's out.
Why? Okay. There's no children?
I'm not doing children.
Oh, that's a good move.
Come on. I mean, like, and Don says this is the father of young kids. My best friend, God bless him, complained to me that we didn't allow kids at our first wedding. I'm like, what wedding? Unless it's like your brother. My niece and nephew were there, and they will be there again. But besides that, if I open the door to children, at my age, at 43, if I open the door to friends' children,
that changes
my party,
everything.
Then the wedding should be at Chuck E. Cheese.
We have told.
Oh, that would be fun.
We have been invited to, because we have a really tight community on our street here.
Right? I know they hand out cookies.
We have Christmas
Carlos.
Parties together. We barbecue together.
The whole
We're
thing
very
sounds
close.
Fishy.
It's not fishy. It's actually human behavior. All right.
Fair point.
And
human behavior.
They will specify whether it's kid friendly or not. They'll flat out say no kids, because it just, you know, because I think people are like, the party completely changes. Now there are times the atmosphere is a little different, you know, because a lot of the people on that live on my street don't have young kids. So they want to have a party where they want to break out the wine, maybe have some fun, some good conversation. You bring the kids, it changes everything. And then sometimes it's friendly. And I think a wedding, I've been to a wedding where they specify, bring the kids, then it's different. But it's kind of known, don't bring the kids.
Yeah, like a Saturday night party wedding.
No, it changes everything.
Yeah, thank you, Don. I appreciate you.
And if if it's just Jody, you'd be like, whoa, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Not that it'd be negative, you're like, I'd
sit her at the ESPN table regardless. You'd have a great time.
I just hope, Peter, that you don't get an RSVP card back like I did. I'm not going to say who it is, but I think Don knows. Somebody very well known in New York sent me back an RSVP with marinara sauce on it.
It's cool and disrespectful at the same time.
Will not be attending, and had a, like he was eating a meatball sub, and the gravy dripped out.
I don't know why you can't.
I didn't know you invited Frances at your wedding.
New York.
I understand why you won't do it.
Right.
But boy, I wish you would.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Oh, you can't out him?
No.
Will you text?
I don't really think it's that bad of a thing.
It's an awful thing.
He
would be totally mortified.
All right, guys, I have to get to our very abbreviated announcer lineup.
It's only four games, Sal.
It's only four games. And I should also mention the Nets have lost four straight. We can mention that later. Guys, it starts Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on NBC. The Jacksonville Jaguars at the Kansas City Chiefs. Both Don and I have the Chiefs big to cover the 9 points.
Boy, am I rooting for the Jaguars.
You really are. Mike Tirico's on the call.
It's a kick six.
He's joined by Chris Collinsworth.
Here's a guy.
And Melissa Stark on the sideline. Now, if what you end up listening on the radio, on Westwood One, you know who you get. The good old Kevin Harlan.
Beer is every place.
Takes us to the 8:15 game. Guys, I'm going to be at Natalie's friend's wedding, either finding a bar or with an AirPod in so I can listen to the Giants and the Eagles and the sweet sounds on Fox of Joe Davis. He'll be joined by Daryl Moose Johnston. And on the sideline, Pam Oliver.
Hey, now.
We don't have a Joe Davis clip. That's disgraceful.
Yeah, I'm upset about it. Also joined by Christina Pink. So that's Pink, no stink. That's right.
Yeah.
Kevin Kugler and Ross Tucker on Westwood One with Laura Oakman. Takes us to the Sunday vehicles. CBS, 3 p.m. Cincinnati at the Buffalo Bills. When you add up situation, level of teams playing, guys, I'd say so far this would be the game of the year.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
That's right. The Bengals and the Bills. So you have Jim Nantz. Hello, friends. He'll be joined by Tony Romo. And Tracy Wolfson on the sideline. On Westwood One, our friend Ian Eagle.
What is happening here?
He'll be joined by Mike Mayock and Ross Tucker. And
Ross Tucker's doing a second game.
That's right.
Wow.
The Tuck
Man. You're right on that?
He's a good man.
That's what it says here.
All right.
We go to 6:30 Sunday, Fox, Dallas, the Cowboys at the 49ers, a good old NFC classic matchup. And for a game like that,
you need Ross Tucker.
No, not Ross Tucker. It's going to be Kevin Burkhardt.
Keith, these are definitely not pumpkins.
He'll be joined by Greg Olson.
James Harrison one time in the middle of the game hit me so hard under the throat that I threw up in the middle of the play in my mouth, and I had to swallow it.
Aaron Andrews on the sideline.
All right, old man, I can joke with you about that.
And Tom Rinaldi. That will do it for your NFL announcer lineup for this divisional round.
You didn't get the radio for that one.
I didn't have radio for that one.
Wow.
Radio's laying out.
Radio wants to lay out.
Ross Tucker wasn't available.
Yeah. They said if no Tucker, there's no game.
All right. You have an out to read or what?
That will do it for ENN, presented by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. Almost 35 years of getting accident victims every dollar they deserve. Offices throughout New York and New Jersey, 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino, bite back.
Oh, we've been waiting for it for years. Andrew Gunling. We know that Dave Rothenberg's not listening, but the whole metropolitan area is. Big Eagle fan, Andrew Gunling, joins us in just a moment right here on YES and 98.7 ESPN.
All right, guys, the playoffs are heating up, and with FanDuel, every play is a rush. New customers join today and bet the divisional round with us. $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up with the promo code Peter. Maybe you want to bet your Giants, or maybe you want to go the other way. Hedge your bets and say, hey, I want the Giants to win, but if they're going to lose, let me throw down a little parlay action on Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith. You could do that. A.J. Brown, whatever suits you, to be honest. Boston Scott, I don't care. It's all there for you at FanDuel Sportsbook. All your favorite bets from money lines to point spreads, player props, and these same game parlays. Remember, your first bet, $5 to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with my promo code Peter. That's promo code P-E-T-E-R. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 or over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. That expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.